flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Freaky Friday. We made it to the end of the traditional work week, and I had something on my mind when I woke up this morning.
All right.
That I'd like to bring to the table. So I've worked here for, what, 12, almost 13 years, I want to say now. Danny, you've been here for...
Almost nine years?
Yep. Sarah, you've been here for a grip. Steve, you've been here a very, very long time.
Very long time. I mean, yeah. When I was working, the overnight guy was Jesus Christ. It was crazy.
Yeah, we were all still in diapers when
yes.
we were here.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I was your babysitter. That's how I was a long-term plan. I was like, these kids, the way that they keep themselves clean will one day be great personalities.
Exactly. So I realized that I achieved something in 2024. I went to a party at your house, Steve Miggs, and
yes.
I went to a party, at least one or two parties at Sarah's house. I have yet to party at Danny's place in West Seattle, and I'm starting to feel a little bit sad about it. So my goal for 2025 is to get invited to party at Danny's place in West Seattle.
Let's go.
I thought your goal was just to break into his home one morning and wake him up and be like, I'm finally in your house.
Danny,
yeah.
Can we do it?
Oh, yeah, we'll make something happen.
Do you throw parties at your house? I mean, you have like people over, but like a full-on...
Honestly, the last time we did it was our Halloween pumpkin carving party, which we haven't done in probably 3 years.
How many people were in that at that party?
I mean, our apartment's kind of small, guys, so it was probably like 15.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
I feel like double digits constitutes a party.
Yeah, and that was like the first time Sarah tried to...
Sarah's just
mad. That's so pathetic.
What? How many are supposed to constitute a party?
At least 30.
30?
Says the girl who has a mansion on Mercer Island.
She worked really hard for that.
Yeah,
so hard for it.
Being raised by her father.
Right. And when Taryn has parties, there's over 100 people.
That's
she
true.
Knows a party.
Also a girl who has all the land in the world in Stanwood.
Also, she doesn't even know like 90% of the people who come to a party. They're just random people from Stanwood.
Yeah, just come on over.
Yeah.
Well, that's my new goal for 2025, to kick it at Danny's house.
Let's go to Danny's house right after the show today.
Well, first we have to inform the Rockaholics.
Let's go.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's National Compliment Day. Looking around who I want to call. What?
Trying to figure out something nice
you know
to
what?
Say.
I've never heard somebody sing for non-blondes what's up better than our friend Danny.
Oh, that's a great compliment. And I concur.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Sarah looks very well rested today.
She does.
What? I got 4 hours
I'm
of
kidding.
Sleep.
I'm kidding. No, you looked like crap. I'm kidding. You went to Cirque du Soleil, though.
I did. It was incredible, you guys. And not only did I get home late, but then I, like, couldn't sleep because I just kept thinking of all the crazy things that was happening.
It's the brand new one at Marymore Park. Is it Cusa?
Cusa, yes.
Yes.
It is phenomenal.
My wife and I love these. I was so mad that I couldn't go, but then I was so glad this morning when I realized you didn't get home until like after 11. Mm-hmm. Like that would have just been a rough day today.
If we were all dragging ass like that, yeah, that'd be rough.
I wonder if anyone has, if someone has seen it. When has like one of those stunts, because it's all like crazy stunts where they're doing crazy acrobatic stuff, balancing things. I mean, it's edge of your seat entertainment. I love going to those circus shows, and it's at Marymore for a couple months now.
Yeah.
When has it gone wrong? I've seen people like screw up juggling and they just laugh it off. Not a big deal.
There was a few close moments where I really thought it was going. Like I screamed at one point because I thought a guy tripped, but then he caught himself. But yesterday was like premiere night. So you're kind of like, this is the first time here they're doing it.
They're ironing out all the kinks.
Yeah. And also some of the times I contend that these things are super easy. We think they're hard, so then they make them look harder than they are. Like they kind of like pretend that they're going to fall when they're like, this is so easy. You're all a bunch of stupid idiots.
Right. Which I was like, is that what they're doing to us? Are they tricking us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I hope this is just a rumor. You know, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm torn on this one. DK Metcalf. I think a lot of people are like, does he stay? Does he go? And the latest rumors are that there's talks of potentially him being traded to the Los Angeles Chargers. And he's definitely not helping. He's helping fuel the fire because he just recently posted a picture on his Instagram where it was his old high school in front of, he was in front of his old high school and the giant logo of his high school. Well, they're called the Chargers. So some people think like he's either like trolling people. Who knows what's going on? He's also recently been seen like working out with a member of the Chargers, a linebacker for the team. But that happens in the offseason lots of times where players get together and work out together that aren't on the same team. I mean, who knows? Well, I guess we'll see what happens. You know, I'm sure that if there's going to be a deal, it would happen before the trade. Yeah. I mean, happen before the draft.
For sure. Elton John and our own Brandi Carlile have both been nominated for Best Original Song at the 97th Academy Awards for the collaboration they did on the song Never Too Late. This is the title, like basically the title track for the documentary about Elton John that's streaming now on Disney Plus.
This just blows my mind. I'm just so happy to see the success that she has. I don't know her. My buddies are the guitarists in the band, the Hanseroff twins. They're awesome dudes. I got to play music with them right before they got really serious with Brandi Carlile.
They dumped you for Brandi Carlile?
They absolutely did. We were in a band together, and they're like, hey, we're not going to have much time to do this anymore because we're getting really busy with Brandi Carlile. And I'm like, dumb decision. They made the right decision. And I'm so happy to see their success, and in turn, happy to see her success, because I used to go see them at like the Showbox, the Crocodile.
So cool.
Seeing her cover like Radiohead songs and play like different random songs, and to see where she's gone is bonkers.
There are also,
she's now been nominated for an Oscar.
Yes, it's huge. And there are two other Washingtonians that also got Oscar nods. Lily Gladstone, Mount Lake Terrace High School graduate. She made history last year as the first Native American actress nominated for Best Actress.
That's
in
awesome.
Her role for Killers of the Flower Moon. And she's been nominated for her work as an executive producer on this new documentary, Sugarcane. And that documentary is directed by Julian Brave Noisecat, who is a Bremerton native.
Wow.
We got a lot of PNW love at the Oscars.
So we got some people to root for.
Let's go, team.
I won't watch the Oscars, but I hope the next day after the Oscars are announced that they won.
I always watch to see all the movies that I'm never going to see.
Hey, yesterday, Ichiro Suzuki. I mean, it's the love fest continues for Ichiro, obviously. Baseball Hall of Fame. A lot of people are still talking about the fact that he got 393 of the 394 votes. And he even joked about it during his press conference. Now, it's not Ichiro talking. This is through his interpreter. But he did talk about, what he'd like to do with that one writer that didn't vote for him. And this is what Ichiro had to say.
I was able to receive many votes from the writers and grateful for them. But there's one writer that I wasn't able to get a vote from. I would like to invite him over to my house and
duct tape him to a chair. Then I would grab the bat that made me the greatest baseball hitter of all time. And I would shove that bat so far up his that he will have splinters on his tongue. And I'll do it while listening to the sweet sounds of the rock band Creed.
Crazy! Wow. Ichiro's a fan of Creed as well, Danny.
Everybody is.
All right, for real, this is what he said.
I would like to invite him over to my house. And we'll have a drink together. We'll have a good chat.
I thought it was funny. Ryan Divish, who's a writer for the Seattle Times, he tweeted out, because he was part of the writers that do vote. He's like, well, if I would have known I would have been invited over to Ichiro's house to have a drink, I would have voted against him too.
Yeah.
And speaking of Ryan, he'll be joining us at 9 a.m. this morning to talk about like all the craziness that's going on with the Baseball Hall of Fame and just the process that goes into voting for our players and why would somebody not vote for Ichiro.
Super looking forward to that chat.
Kraken lost yesterday 3-0 to the Washington Capitals. Danny, I'm glad we didn't go to the game.
Yeah, me too.
As far as weather, hitting a high of 43 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Have you ever been duped into buying something that wasn't real?
No, but I've definitely intentionally purchased things that are not real.
Well, there is a bunch of sports fans that are pretty pissed off right now after finding out that they got scammed into buying fake autographs from their favorite football player. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Many people love collecting autographs from some of their favorite sports stars. One of those sports stars, Jason Kelce. For some, they found that
one of the great Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, he seems like he's a bigger star because of his podcast and also he's like on. I see him on all those cans of soup now.
Oh my God.
And they're amazing because it's just like a giant picture of his face. It's so good.
Seems like everybody loves him. But some people just found out that they paid very good money for a fake autograph of Jason Kelce's. This is ABC News in Philadelphia talking about this.
Three people in Montgomery County are facing charges tonight, accused of selling fake Jason Kelce sports memorabilia and raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars. The suspects allegedly peddled more than 1,000 of the forged items. Damn. Action News reporter Brianna Smith with the details. Brianna.
Okay, first of all, this guy could have like a side job as like a sexy voice man.
Yeah, for sure.
Brianna.
The criminal complaint states it started back in June when Kelce signed autographs during a private event at Valley Forge Casino Hotel. The investigation discovered they used Beckett Authentication Services to sell more than 1,100 fake autographed items, including helmets, jerseys, and footballs. The complaint confirms Kelce did not meet with Branco or Parenti for the signings.
Damn. The part that it's silly, but the part that got a little bit of a chuckle is where it was done.
Private event at Valley Forge Casino Hotel.
You go Valley Forge, of course they're forging things.
Right? It's right in the name.
Yeah. It's like, what do you expect, buddy?
So has anything like that ever happened to you? Did you ever get duped?
Nothing that I know of, but there's very good chance. Like sometimes even like somebody will give me like a gift, like an autograph, something, and I'm just like, and I'll look, I'm like, who is this? And I Google it, and I'm like, it doesn't really look exactly like it. Did they just forge the signature as a gift? I'm like, it was still nice, whatever. I don't care. I'm not much of an autograph collector.
It didn't come with a certificate of authenticity, Steve.
So I've never been one. Like, I like getting, like, if I was going to get an autograph, I think it's cool when you get it from the person. Like,
because
there's a memory there. Like, buying it from a store or going online to purchase has never been my cup of tea. I know other people do enjoy getting that, but I'm the king of buying things that I know are 100% not legit. I love doing that.
You like
that.
To save a couple bucks?
Save a couple bucks, and I just think it's funny. Like, there's been lots of, like, I've fake Seahawks jerseys, sure. fake Mariners jerseys, and my favorite thing is when people don't even realize that they are, because I think it's glaringly obvious, and I think it's kind of funny. My favorite, though, are, like, fake Ray-Ban sunglasses, which I call the Roy Bonds. I'm not even sure if the A is really, but, you know, like, I always joke to my wife, I'm like, we could just get you that purse for like $50. It looks just like it on eBay. And she's like, no, I got to send in however much it is.
People will know.
Well, I know people who love like to collect like those nice fancy watches.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I have some buddies that are like, some of them are like $8,000, $10,000. One a dude I know has like a $30,000 watch. And of course, my dumb ass goes online to see if I can find fake versions. I'm like, I could get that for $150. Looks just like it.
I'd never know the difference.
I wouldn't either. Of course, a collector probably would be like, no, you see how that little thing is a little different from the time on there. It's not right.
Is anybody looking that closely?
Have you ever been duped?
No, but I'm like you. I like to spend my money on the fake stuff. And we had a buddy that was recently living in China, and he could get us like fake Balenciaga gear.
What's Balenciaga?
Balenciaga is like it's like a very fancy fashion brand. Like,
okay.
Like sneakers are like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So he would get us fake gear, fake Kraken gear he got us.
Yeah.
He sent over, there's another fashion brand called A Bathing Ape. We got a bunch of knockoff gear of that. I love spending less, Steve. I am a bargain hunter.
Danny and Sarah, have you ever been duped?
No. I never really bought anything crazy like that. You would think like with the guitars and stuff, but not really.
Dude, there's like a whole thing of like fake Gibson guitars and fake Les Pauls. And I'm like, you know, it looks as good as the original. I can't play for crap. I might as well get the fake one.
I buy from the source, Steve.
Okay, fine.
There was one time, George is convinced we got duped. I don't know, because I like to have the good in people, but he's really into Jordans. So we're at a barbecue festival in North Carolina, and there was a guy selling Jordans, and so I bought him a pair, and
they're not real.
Well, I'm still convinced they're real.
I mean they really do fit on his feet.
George was like, you know, these might be stolen, I don't know, they were cheaper. I still think they're real.
I have buddies that bought Jordans from like certain shoe shops and then had to go back to that place because they realized that they were not legit, because one of their sneakerhead buddies is like, yeah, that's not really a Jordan. Wow, that's a Gordon.
Rockaholics, have you ever purchased something that turned out to be a fake? 206-803-ROCK. Hell, even if you have intentionally purchased something fake, like Steve and I do, tell us about it, even though you knew it wasn't real. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever purchased something that turned out to be fake? Or maybe, like Steve Miggs and I do, have you ever intentionally purchased something that you knew was fake?
We're
you knew it wasn't real.
We're faux enthusiasts.
206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, tell us about the autographed posters you have.
Jason.
Sorry, I was at Starbucks and I just got my arm caught in the window.
Oh, no. Well, you're okay,
sucks.
Man.
All right, now we're out of here. Okay, here we go. Well, good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Well, I hope your arm's okay.
Well, I'm live from my car right now.
Okay.
All right. So back in about 2006, I came home from leave from Iraq, and I had bagoogles of money. And so I went down to the Pike Place Market one day, and I think it is still there. There's like a memorabilia shop in the basement, the corner.
Yeah.
So they used to sell music memorabilia. And so I went in there, and I bought an autographed picture of all three members from Nirvana. I bought an autographed picture of Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies, signed by Lane Staley, Mike Starr, the whole crew. I bought a Temple of the Dog picture signed by all the members, a Neil Young one. Well, anyways, fast forward, I'm looking at the picture one day, and it just clicks on me. Chris Novoselic signed his name with a C and not a K.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, here we go. And so I called them up, and they have records. Still of who they got it from, some reputable music memorabilia guy in Seattle that actually obtained all the signatures. He was real prominent in the scene, I guess. Well, they had that I had purchased it, what I purchased it for. They could trace it
all. Wow.
And so I took a picture of that Nirvana signed picture of Kurt Cobain, Dave, and Chris, and I sent it to the Chris Novoselic fan club, and I wrote him a letter, and I explained to him how long I had it. And I was like, I'm not trying to make money, but can you just give your stamp of approval on this? And about 8 months later, he wrote me back and he was like, yep, I remember the photo signing. It's good to go. Have a great day.
Dude, wow. How great is that? And I was going to say, like, because I know, like, Kurt and Chris, like, at times would just mess with their own name and how they spelled it. So when you first said it, I was like, I bet it's still legit. And that's awesome that he actually authenticated it.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to send them off to the authenticating place or whatever, but they're super expensive to do. But shout out to the Pike Place Market, that little shop down in the basement in the corner, because they kept handwritten records all these years. And the guy was like, yeah, man, one guy came in and bought all those at that same time. I'm like, well, buddy, here's a guy with two thumbs. I'm that guy.
That is
rock
awesome,
on, Jason.
Dude.
That's awesome.
And I bet one time they had to prove it, and they're just like, you know what? From now here on out, we have to make sure we have records of everything so we don't have to deal with this kind of stuff.
Keep receipts.
That's awesome. And also, you got a letter from Chris Novoselic saying, yeah, that's
pretty dope.
8 months later, that sounds like something. That's like, wait, what is this? 8 months later?
206-803-ROCK, have you ever purchased something that turned out to be fake? Chris from Smoky Point, tell us your story.
So, my first deployment, we went out towards the Middle East when I was in the Navy, and we would pull into Dubai. We'd pull into Dubai all the time. And the sandbox was this little area that they, like, fabricated for us that was right on the pier, because we'd pull pier side. And they would sell all kinds of fake Rolexes, fake handbags, anything you could ever imagine that would be thousands and thousands of dollars here in the States, and they would sell the knockoff ones. And some things you could sell, some things you really couldn't.
Right.
And I had a buddy of mine, he would buy up almost all the watches every time we would pull into Dubai, and he would sell them here in the States as real ones.
See, I wouldn't go that far. That would be that to me is like taking it to when you knowingly or know that you're
scamming. Skin.
Yeah, like that's. But I would buy them and rock them and be like, yeah, yeah, totally, it's a Rolex, because I think that would just be funny.
Do you know how much money he made off of this scam adventure?
Roughly $75,000. He paid for a brand new truck in cash.
I bet.
So email us where in Dubai I need to go. I'm kind of changing my number.
206-803-ROCK. Mariah in Mill Creek, you bought a fake Funko Pop.
Yeah, I did. So I used to work at the warehouse, and we'd get them free all the time. So I was making a collection, and the ex I had at the time was really into Dragon Ball Z. And as a birthday gift, I wanted to get him a really nice one for his collection, but what it was worth was $5,000. So I found a dupe for $20 on online. And in the fine print, in the details, it said that it was a make, that somebody took the time to make it. And it was pretty good. I mean, it only had subtle details to show that it was a dupe. So
Mariah, did you tell your boyfriend at the time that this was a fake one, or did you try and pass it off as it was real?
No, I told him about it, that because I didn't want him to be upset if he thought it was a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, we got to go down a rabbit hole of, like, finding out how to tell real from fake, because it's out there, you know. People like to make that stuff.
And the collecting side of Funko is crazy, like how some of those Funko Pops, how much money they go for. Like when they do like those limited edition ones, or they have like one of a certain type that's available at this certain store. I have some friends that are like knee deep into that world, and I'm like, I haven't heard, $5,000 seems super steep, but there's like some that go like, you know, $500, $600, $700.
Wow. Mariah, do you know, like, in your experience with Funko Pops, what's like probably the most valuable one?
So most of the time, the ones that they do for their convention, because they're limited, those ones usually go for quite a bit. And then if somebody gets it signed by the voice actor or the actor, then, you know, that adds to the price tag. The ones that I personally have, the most expensive is over $100, and it's an H.R. Puff and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So you're a stoner is what you're talking about.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a current record of 21 wins, 16 losses, and 3 ties in 2025. You're starting to pull ahead,
friend.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.